Hi, I'm Dr. Fidelio, and this is Go Beyond Greatness, Season 2, Episode 3. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing a remarkable individual. Larry Foster is originally from West Virginia. He attended the Shenandoah Conservatory as a music theater major, traveled with many national touring companies, and eventually ended up in Vegas as a dancer in the world's largest cabaret, Jubilee. Larry has performed all over the world on cruise liners, entertaining people in over 42 countries. He is currently the entertainment director for Titanic Museum Attraction in Tennessee. Let's all welcome Larry Foster. Yay!
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great, how are you?
I'm doing great. Perfect.
Okay. Excellent. Awesome. So tell me about yourself and how you got into the museum industry.
Okay. Kind of a long story, but I'll make it short. Grew up in a small town in West Virginia, right outside of DC. Major fan of entertaining and the performing arts. So in high school, that's basically what I did. I performed, sang, danced. Led to me going to Shenandoah Conservatory. I ended up being a professional entertainer for 17 plus years. Toured with many companies, cruise lines, traveled all over the world. Ended up in Vegas in Jubilee, which is no longer there, unfortunately. They actually closed just a few years ago. And then I ended up in Branson, and I had to take a break. I was like, I need to take a break. Thinking it was going to be 6 months, 5 months, I just needed a break. So I started working with Titanic, and after being there for a little bit, it felt like home. Like, I was like, wait a second, it's a great job. I enjoy the people. I'm still able to do some creative background with it. And so 9 years later, I'm still with the Titanic Museum. So that's how I basically got into the whole museum industry.
What's your favorite part about working at the world's largest museum attraction? I mean, when I think of the Titanic, I think of the movie. I think of James Cameron. I want to say there was a movie that Tim Curry was in the early 90s. But I think of all of that. So what is that like, working in a large museum attraction like that?
It's crazy. You know, I'm going to say that first, because people come in and they know about the incident. They know what happened. It's a ship that wrecked. Lots of people died. But what's really cool about it is when you start learning the individual stories and the passengers and the crew. And when you learn about them and their families and where they were going, what they were headed for, their past, their future, it's crazy, because it puts it into a whole different perspective. It starts to become more of an emotional thing. You can connect to it because you put yourself in that situation. Probably my favorite thing about working with a Titanic museum is the children. I cannot tell you how many times we get just these small children that come in. They know everything about Titanic.
Wow.
It's really cool. They know everything. They want to tell you about it. They want to question you about it. They want to check your facts to see if you know. That's the part that's really cool, is to see the younger generation really absorb and connect to a piece of history.
I mean, there's so many great messages that you were talking about right now, but also the Titanic was that great age of, you know, immigration of people that had hopes and dreams and different types of aspirations. And I do think that that's an important topic to be discussed today in this political climate as well. So how is that promoted in what you do?
I agree with you 100%. What's interesting is that people think, you know, Titanic, she was the largest man-made movable object in 1912. She was the first of her kind. She was the largest ship at that time period. And a lot of people think that it's just the rich, famous, and wealthy that were on Titanic, but it really wasn't. There's people that saved up their entire life savings to come to America for a new start, a new life. And what's cool is when you start learning about those third-class passengers, they put everything on the line. This wasn't about a fancy, cruise for them to come across the ocean to the United States. This was their chance to start a new life.
Wow.
And when you look at that and realize it really gets to your heart. You know what I mean? It really pulls at your heart. The fact that there was so many people that were basically, immigrants coming to the United States on Titanic, it's something to be said. You know, United States wouldn't be what we are today if it wasn't for immigrants. You know, I know I wouldn't be here. So it's kind of cool when you look back. There's so much to it. Just that one ship can tell so many different stories.
And speaking of stories, I think that's a good segue to go back to your personal story. Music, theater, what do you like more, singing or the acting, the performing? What was it at an early age? How was little Larry growing up?
that's really fun that you said little Larry, because that's what my family calls me. My dad's name was Larry, so I'm Larry Jr., but they called me little Larry, and it's the funniest thing because I'm 6'2". All my rest of the family are really short, so I don't fit in. So it's funny that I'm called little Larry. Music has always made a huge impact in my life. I remember coming home from school or being stressed or being teased or bullied. I would come home, put music on, I'd sing. So I would have to say, like, my passion would be the singing part. That's what really gets me, because you can feel the emotion. You can tell so many stories through a song.
Of all the different places that you toured, what was your most favorite place? I know you said you visited over 42 countries. What was one of the places that you said, oh my gosh, this is awesome, I think I want to stay here?
There's two places. Barcelona, Spain. I fell in love with that city.
España.
Exactly, yes. The architect there is amazing. The people are super friendly. I just really loved it. My second place would be the Mykonos, the Greek Isles. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
I could retire there and be completely fine.
And you know what? Mykonos is making a comeback thanks to like MTV and,
I know, right?
Lindsay Lohan. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Tell me, what are your thoughts on that? Lindsay Lohan and the Mykonos and just everything about it. Wow, just wow. I mean, I used to follow Instagram and just see people like on the beach, it's just so luxurious, but so welcoming and just so awesome and fun. And what was your experience like there?
Exactly what you just said. It was absolutely, seriously, we would go to the beach with my friends, and by the end of the afternoon, you made friends with people from Italy, you made friends with people from Australia. They're still my friends today, so it's really cool. It's just being a tourist destination, the family atmosphere that's there is really cool. So I made tons of friends there, and I'm proud to say they're still my friends today.
That's great.
It is. It's pretty cool.
I think that being in theater is one of the funnest things, because it's, you have a family, like a close-knit family that you get to tour with, but you also get to work and you see like the pre-production, the during the production, and then the end result, the teardown, right? Which is always kind of like that nostalgic, like, oh, I'm gonna miss that set. It was such a beautiful set, it was a beautiful backdrop. And so the beginning, middle, and end, you're kind of with a family of people that are on stage, that are the crew, the people behind the scenes, down to like what I mentioned to you earlier, the ones that open up the curtain, close the curtain, and are walking the people to the aisles and the seats and everything. It's kind of like this really tight family. So when that's over, how does that kind of feel? I know that you make those friendships, but do you ever keep in contact with any of the people that you've kind of toured with early on in your career?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely do. What's funny is the entertainment world, there's so many opportunities that are out there. And that's one thing that a lot of people don't realize. Like, there's so many opportunities. But when you get down to it, like, it really is a small community. So there's people that I might have worked with 10 years ago, and then randomly I'll show up at a job or start working with someone else. And next thing I know, they come walking in the door and it just, you just pick right back up where you left off. Here in Pigeon Forge, one of my really good friends, we've been friends for probably 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen her for a long time. And randomly she was hired to do the choreography for a show. So she's back in my life now. And actually I'm going to her birthday party tonight. So
oh, wow. Really,
yeah, it's
awesome. Really cool. Dancing or singing or both? What's your forte? Where do you feel most at home doing? Have you ever performed as far as like dancing in a show?
You know what's funny? I consider myself more of a singer than a dancer, but I'm the type of person I like to challenge myself. Mm-hmm. And after a while of performing, for some reason, I got this idea that I wanted to be a Vegas showboy. I thought it would be really cool. So when I finished a contract with one of the cruise ships I was on, I took some dance classes. I went to Vegas. I ended up auditioning for Siegfried and Roy.
And oh, wow.
And the casting director said, listen, you're way too tall to be in this show. However, the show Jubilee needs a guy. So I'm going to call over to Fluff, was her name. Mm-hmm. Amazing woman. She's passed now, but she is like an icon in Vegas. I got called in. I did a quick couple 8-count dances. And next thing I know, I was hired. I moved to Vegas. And I wasn't a dancer. I wasn't a trained dancer. So I found myself dancing next to people that were from the American Ballet Company and from Alvin Ailey. And I kind of worked my way up where I was doing featured numbers, and it just pushed me to work hard and to accomplish something that I wanted. So it's actually really cool.
That's awesome. Little Larry from West Virginia, right?
Making it
in Las Vegas, which is kind of like a dream come true for many little boys and little girls that live like in rural communities and wondering, is it possible?
Exactly. And you know what? It is possible. I'm going to tell you, it is possible. If you can dream it, you can do it. I can't tell you. I wish I could play back for you what is in my memory. I remember because the cast was already together. The show was going on. I was actually replacing a male dancer who was going to dance for Celine Dion at the time. So I was coming into a cast that was our, I know, right?
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm coming into the cast that's already knows each other. They have a bond. I rehearsed by myself. We had one rehearsal. They threw me in. And I'm talking about a cast of like 120 people. So my first night, I did the show. I'm standing on the stairs, all the showgirls. My dance partner, one of the showgirls, was 6'4". I'm 6'2", okay?
Oh, wow.
So
just,
yeah, kind of tells you like they were amazing people. The curtain dropped. And I remember standing there as the curtain dropped and I had my hands on my lapels and my top hat on and a smiling all big. And the curtain dropped and the entire cast turned and applauded me. And it clicked in my mind. It was like, remember this. This is going to be a highlight of your career. And it has been. It's really cool.
That's where you were supposed to be at that time. Like you were supposed to be doing that at that moment. And they all realized it. We all have those moments where we look and we are like, it's kind of like a mirror is placed up at us and we're kind of acknowledging this is where we're supposed to be in this moment right now, right here, experiencing this with these people around us. That is awesome. Wow, I get chills.
It's really cool. It's really cool. It's. I'm very fortunate. I'm blessed. I always say, I'm grateful for the opportunities that I've been given. And I'm grateful that they've been there, you know what I mean? And that I've worked hard and tried to make things happen. And it's just exciting. Life's exciting. So
you're right. And you do, like you said, you do have to work hard at it. Sometimes we fail, right? And so what have you learned, not only like in theater, but also professional and personal life? What have you learned from failure? How has that molded you to be the person that you are today?
Interesting question. No one likes to be critiqued. No one likes to hear others' opinions, especially if it's not a positive one. Being in the entertainment business, you get a lot of that. You get told you can't wear your hair this way. You need to lose 5 pounds. You need to gain 5 pounds. You can't do this. When it comes down to it, you look at yourself. And I've always taken negatives and tried to turn them into positives. It's not a personal attack by any means. You're hired to do a job. This is what they need. This is what they want. Where the challenge comes is if you can take it and do what they're asking. So it's a discipline. It becomes a discipline for yourself. It becomes a chance for you to look at yourself, analyze what you're doing, if you want to do it, and making options. There's been times that I was asked to do something and I disagreed, but because I was under contract, I had to do it. But in the long run, I grew from it. You know what I mean? It pushed me out of my comfort zone. It pushed me into a place that I would have never been. So that as a whole makes you grow as a person.
Because sometimes you just have to just bite the bullet, right? And just say, okay, you know, I'll do it.
Now, yes, yeah, that's...
So for anybody that would like to go into the museum industry, or perhaps the entertainment industry, what are some things to consider? Like, what is on Larry's list of things that they should be like, okay, I need to prepare myself for X, Y, and Z?
Yes. Number one, first foremost, probably the most important thing is passion. If you have a passion and you have a drive for it, go for it. You know what I mean? And that goes for basically any aspect of your life. Passion is the main thing. I feel very fortunate because I enjoy doing what I do for a living, and I don't feel like I work. I feel like I get to play all the time. So it's really cool, you know what I mean? But passion is probably the biggest thing. Second would be hard work and, you know what you're doing. Like, do some research, look it up, but passion is it. You have to have passion.
I think passion sums it all up. If you don't have it, you're right. It's kind of like you're just going through the motions, and nobody likes that. You know, they want to see somebody that's excited and passionate about what they're doing, even though sometimes it's scary. It's like, it can be scary, but if you're enjoying it and you're passionate about it, by all means, it's where you're supposed to be. So this next part is a speed round of fun questions. I get to ask you these really cool questions, and you have to respond to them really fast. Are you ready? Oh.
Yes, I am. I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. I have this background music that I usually just sing. Dun, 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 dun. And this is the speed round of fun questions. Favorite day of the week?
Wednesdays, because it's actually my Friday. I'm off Thursday, Friday, so Wednesday would be my Friday. So Wednesday would be my favorite day.
Lucky. Last song you sang?
Last song I sang was Demi Lovato's Warrior.
She's awesome. She is just so cool.
Amazing. And you know what? Her story is very inspiring. That's a prime example of someone who can stand her ground, be a role model. She might fall down. She might go through things, but she comes right back on top. She's a great, great inspiration.
I am a huge, huge fan of hers. Place that you most want to travel to?
Hawaii. Believe it or not, in all my travels, I wanted to save one spot to do some kind of a celebratory, whether I got married or celebrating a big birthday. So I deliberately never took a contract to Hawaii so that I could save it for a special occasion. And I still haven't been there.
I went to the University of Hawaii at Manoa.
I know. I saw that. And I was very jealous when I saw that about you.
So... have you ever worn socks with sandals?
Unfortunately, I have. I'm a big fan of summer, so I hate it when fall comes or winter comes. So I try to hold on to summer as much as I can. So yes, you will see me wearing socks and sandals sometimes, even if it's just taking out trash or getting the mail. But unfortunately, yes, I have.
It's like, I can't control the weather, but I can control the socks that I put on with my sandals, right?
Exactly.
Climb a mountain or jump from a plane?
That's kind of a hard question for me because I'm terrified of heights. So both of those would be hard. I would say climb a mountain because, well, metaphorically, you do it all the time in life, you know what I mean? So how cool would it be? You conquered so many things in your life. How cool would it be to like climb a mountain and literally do that? I think it would be really cool. So climb a mountain.
Awesome. And if you could push, this is a tough one. Oh my gosh. Okay. So if you could push a button and make everyone in the world 10% happier, but it would also ban hairstyling products, would you push it?
Oh, that's tough. That's really tough. 10% happier, you said?
Yes. 10% is like a 10%. That's like huge.
Yeah. I'm going to go with hair products. I'm sorry. If you sell my hair without product in it, it's bad. So hair product, because that makes us happy anyway. So it'll be
there. You go. That makes us 10%. Sometimes 50% happier, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me on this amazing episode. I had such a blast learning from you. You definitely need to take part in future episodes. You need to come back. Are you willing to come back?
Yeah, definitely. I would love to. It was a pleasure talking to you. I had a great time.
I had a fantastic time. And for those of you hearing, this is Dr. Fidelio and Larry Foster signing off. Until next time, bye.
Bye.